First tonight on PM, we go to the Great Hall of the People in Beijing. In China, a meeting is underway that will usher in a new team of leaders to rule over a quarter of the world's population. And today, the Communist Party Congress opened with a speech from outgoing President Hu Jintao, who praised his country's economy and criticised its pollution and its corruption. The gathering opened with great fanfare, but it will be days yet until the biggest secret in China is revealed. Who will make the final cut of seven people to run this economic powerhouse? China correspondent Stephen McDonnell has been at the Great Hall of the People today and joins me now on the line. Stephen, before we do get to see who'll be running the world's biggest nation, there's something of a farewell tour for the outgoing leaders, it would appear.
Yes, that's right. The Congress, as well as ushering in the new team, is something of a swan song for the old firm, as you might call them. President Hu Jintao and Premier Wen Jiabao, they get to, I suppose, present the last 10 years through their own eyes and as a way of shoring up their place in history. Obviously any government does this. They defend their achievements and sort of point to the future and of what the new team will have to deal with. But of course, central to this, if you're going to talk up China, you are going to talk about the economy, because after all, it's been the government's strong suit for some time to come. So no surprises when we heard today from President Hu Jintao, when he opened up this Congress, speaking about the economy. Here's some of what President Hu had to say.
We are faced with unprecedented opportunities for development, as well as risks and challenges we've never seen before. This will produce economic development driven more by domestic demand, especially consumer demand, by a modern service industry, and by a higher quality workforce and innovative management.
So, Steve McDonnell, what does that economic warning about risk mean for the ordinary Chinese citizen?
Yes, what they're talking about there, of course, has been that, you know, China has had to change its entire way of thinking on the economy. You know, this used to be the place that produced cheap goods and flogged them off to Europe and the United States. Now, of course, there have been all sorts of trouble economically. The world financial crisis has really hammered China's export sector, and so they've had to turn inward. Now, fortunately for China, there is an enormous pool of people here that need to buy everything, and so the country is trying to drive up demand and to, in fact, change the way this country is producing things, getting into more high-tech goods and the like.
Stephen, there were some harsh words, unusually frank words in some ways from the outgoing leadership about areas, pollution, corruption. Was there any detail of what sectors they were addressing?
Yes, well, you know, it is funny. Surprisingly, you do get China's leaders speaking frankly about the problems here. And as you mentioned, pollution, I mean, it's a whopper. You know, the air pollution here and the river pollutions all over the country is quite disgusting. And they've said that the new team has really got to deal with this. But more importantly than that, and as you said, quite frank words from the former or soon to be former President Hu Jintao speaking about corruption. This is something he's talking about, not only corruption in general, but corruption actually within the Communist Party. Here's some more of what he had to say.
Combating corruption and promoting political integrity are major issues of great concern to people. If we fail to handle these issues well, they could prove fatal to the party, even cause its collapse and the fall of the state as we know it.
That's pretty dramatic, Steve, suggesting that the party could collapse. What's brought that on, and what does it say to the incoming leadership, do you think?
Well, I think it's a pretty clear warning. It's like you've got to sort this out. I mean, what he's talking about there are regional Communist Party rulers who've been on the take. This is people who are confiscating land, you know, and then delivering it to their friends who are developers, who are pocketing money, investing in illegal coal mines. I mean, you name it. There's no getting away from it, and the national leadership here is trying to stamp it out. And I suppose one way they're hoping is that just by embarrassing people, by him making these clear statements about corruption, that it might shame some of these regional leaders into, you know, doing the right thing. It's also a signal, I suppose, to other people within the party, you know, to sort of dob in those who might be guilty of this type of stuff. Because as he said, if they keep heading down this road, well, he's warning that the Communist Party could even lose power in China.
Stephen McDonald, we'll let you get back to the drama and to that very impressive marching music.